Call of the Day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
Today's Call of the Day brought to you by Boost Mobile. Reliable nationwide coverage for $25 monthly. Greg, are you in fact calling from Mayapack?
Are you a person, Greg?
Yeah, yes.
What's up, Greg?
Hey.
You guys are a piece of work, I'll tell you. You know,
what a circus.
Let Hoff know I got flashbacks. I used to hang out in Pelham Bay Park years ago. Some stuff we could talk about on the radio or other stuff. That's another story. But let me tell you, regarding the Knicks, they can't even inbound the friggin' ball. I mean, that's a struggle.
It's true. You're not wrong. I pointed that out. Yeah, go ahead.
Listen, the Knicks on paper, the starting five is more talented than Indiana. But when you watch Indiana execute, it's not even. Listen, guys, I mean, if the Knicks win the next three, I'll tell you. You talk about miracle. But Tibbs is a good coach, but he ain't a great coach.
Yep.
And that's the bottom line. But we got to be careful here, guys, because if Tibbs loses the job, who the hell are you bringing in? I mean, we've been winning 50 games a year. We're only three games from the friggin' finals. You got to be careful here. You got to go easy. I mean, you can't really just kick Tibbs out unless you got a real good plan.
All right, so there it is, guys. The BT and Sal call of the day. A little bit of everything today. A little anger, a little despondency, a little hope peppered in at the end. We'll get back to the phones here. 888-808-1019. But, Sal, it is the Lime Time highlight of the night, brought to you by Corona. Now, this sound you're about to hear comes courtesy of TNT. Our old buddy Obi Toppin with a dagger.
When the clock is short, here we go. Goes on top. It's Toppin for three.
That'll do it.
Yeah, that was the final nail last night. That, of course, TNT. You got Reggie, got Kevin Harlan doing their thing. That was Lime Time highlight of the night, presented by Corona.
All right, BT and Sal on the fan. We'll finish up on the phones. 888-808-1019, the number to call. Before we do that, I've been getting hit with texts last night during the game. It was you, a couple other buddies, same thing. I got two texts here.
From?
One you're going to like.
Okay.
One you might not like.
Frances to chime in?
No.
Random buddies?
Random friends who listen to the show.
I'm sure Mitch is chiming in.
One of them, no, it's not Mitch. Oh. One of you know, one I'll remain, will
Taco
remain
Frank?
Nameless. No.
Okay.
Sean Gelman, a big Sixers fan. He produces over at SNY. So he's a big Sixers fan.
Okay.
Hates the Knicks. But he agrees with you, and he's giving me these numbers. I'm like, dude, I don't even know what this means. He gives me the playoff board about with Cat and Brunson on the floor at the same time. Basically, he broke it down for me. I'm like, that's great. What does it mean?
Go ahead.
Per 100 possessions, yep. When Cat and Brunson play together, they get outscored. When Cat is off, Brunson is on, they outscore the opponent. Same when it's just Cat on and Brunson off.
Yep, I saw that too.
When both off, they get outscored. That's the basis.
I saw that.
So that's one you're going to like. The other one that you might not like, I'm going to remain nameless here. I don't want to get anybody in trouble.
Is this from Spike?
No. Not Spike. Another Sixers fan, no.
Okay.
Next year, BT is going to have a starting lineup of DeLon Wright, Precious Achiuwa, Landry Shamet, and Tyler Kolek.
Hey, better defensive team than trotting out this year. Now, let me guess who that's from. If I guess, will you tell me?
Yes.
Okay. Is it my old producer at SNY?
No, nobody from SNY.
Okay. Is it somebody from the station? Gio?
No.
Marash. I know Marash texts you here and there.
No.
Evan?
No.
Now, Evan's, that doesn't sound like an Evan text.
Getting colder.
Colder?
Yeah. It is somebody who is who is here and is a big Knick fan.
Loogie?
Gallo.
Gallo. Read it again. Let me hear the starting five. I'm going to try. Atka, who do we got?
Next year, BT's going to have a starting five of Tyler Cole.
Here we go.
Landry Shamet, DeLon Wright, and Precious Achiuwa.
Hey, listen, a lot of acumen on that four. That's quite. We need one more. Who's the fifth one? It ain't going to be Bridges at this rate.
Brunson or Towns, I guess.
Definitely Jalen.
BT and Sal, the fan, 888-808-1019. John is calling from Queens. What's up, John?
Hey, what's up, fellas? How you guys doing today?
Good. How are you, John?
What's up, buddy?
I'm doing good. I got a couple of points. One, Bridges, he needs to be off the team immediately. How many times do we have to see Bridges 2 feet from the rim and he's doing a fadeaway jump shot?
Yeah.
I can't take it. And he needs to get in the weight room. He cannot be a buck 50 anymore. He needs to go up to at least 200 pounds. Second point, Tibbs. How come Halliburton is not a good defender? How come we do not go at Halliburton? He literally, a couple of plays last night, let our player go right by him. I think it was Brunson, and he got an and-one. They attack Brunson. They attack Cat on the time. How come we don't have any plays to go against Halliburton one-on-one? He is terrible defensively.
And he's not three, as bad as Jalen.
He's not as bad as Jalen, okay, because he's not 6'6".
Yeah, exactly.
But he's pretty bad, too. And another point on Tibbs, how many times are we going to get beat out of bounds plays? We'll make a good defensive play, right?
Yeah.
He needs to tell the players to watch their backs. We got beat back behind. We got beat four times.
Yeah, Josh.
When we made a great stop, 2 seconds left on the clock, and they scored 8 points off of those plays. And does Tibbs listen to any of his coaches? How come we'll be up by 30, Rick Brunson will be in his ear, tell him to take the team out. He doesn't do it. He's stubborn. I agree with you, BT. Tibbs needs to go. He is not the coach for the Knicks, because what do you have coaches for? It's like his way or the highway. Yeah. And in terms of the starting lineup, I would have never moved Mitch into the starting lineup. I would have put Deuce in for Hart. And because now when Cat gets in trouble, you got to put in Precious, right? Because Mitch is tired.
Yeah, we thought that, John, but he hasn't really done that.
Last night for a minute. Yeah, good call, definitely. Put him in a little bit, Precious.
He didn't do it at game three.
No.
And he did. Now, see, sometimes the minutes are dictated by the foul trouble, and the foul trouble is all over the place for the Knicks.
Mm-hmm.
One night it's Cat, who's got four fouls in the first minute of the game. Obviously, I'm exaggerating for effect, but it's not that far off. Brunson, the next night it's McBride getting three fouls in 1 minute of the play. That's actually happened. It was not exaggerating there. So sometimes the fouls can dictate the minutes here, but I don't know if there is a clear plan. One night it's one thing, the next night it's another thing.
They're guessing, and they're scrambling, and they're throwing darts because it's desperation time. That's where we're at.
Why not, though, bench? I'm not opposed to starting Deuce, but why not then bench Bridges?
Like, I got no problem with that.
Yeah, so then
I got no problem with that.
The reason why I want to keep Hart in the starting lineup, I don't need to start Mitchell Robinson. I'm okay with going to the bench with Bridges and Mitchell Robinson. I'm okay with starting Hart because he has been a starter the entire year, and a successful one at that. We know his weaknesses, we know his flaws, but we also know his strengths. And I wouldn't be messing with that at this particular point.
But his weaknesses are a bad fit for this matchup.
Well,
Pacers can score about 30, and he doesn't shoot. I know he's hit some threes. Percentage is actually pretty decent here this series. But he's not a very willing shooter. Historically, he's not a very capable three-point shooter. So, you know, he doesn't have a handle. He was better against the Pistons, where it's like 90-something, you know, 95, 90.
He was good against the Celtics, too.
I was getting to that. Like, I just think that this, and I don't think he'd be a very good fit in the Thunder series if they actually got there. I just think that this is a bad matchup for him.
Yeah, but it seems like
and for them.
Exactly. It seems like a bad matchup for everybody. Where in the first game, for the majority of the game, I felt like it was a great matchup. Ryan is in Edgewater. What's up, Ryan?
Hey, guys, want to pitch this idea to you. Clearly, you know, the series, the problem is defensive matchup. So what if you went Brunson, Deuce, OG, Precious, Mitch Robinson to start? Here's my logic, is that you have the interior defense with Mitch. The offense runs through Brunson anyway. He's the modern, you know, James Harden now from the Rockets. And then off the bench, you bring in Cat, Bridges, and Hart as deemed fit. And the biggest problem you solve with Precious is the matchup against Siakam. Cat is on skates against Siakam. So Brunson, with that starting lineup, can just keep you afloat. And then you use your bench to be the advantage. Last night, 37-21, outscored by the Pacers bench. The Knicks bench could be the thing that puts them over the top. And then as you head into the fourth quarter, bring out whatever the best lineup that you have.
Yeah, well, Ryan, let me just jump in for 1 second, and thanks for the call there, buddy. Certainly appreciate any suggestions, because we're here for them. We might even implement some of them at this point. But you just said, like the bench could propel the Knicks. The bench is the biggest weakness. Like I understand that you're going to have to make some modifications here, and I'm okay with that, but I am quite confident that Tom Thibodeau is not going to bruise certain egos by sitting them, like, Karl-Anthony Towns is going to start. whether it's right or wrong, he's starting.
Yeah, I mean, look, drastic times call for drastic measures. I wouldn't say that we're there yet. I don't know how that benefits the Knicks. Why would you want Karl Anthony Towns coming off the bench? It just doesn't make any sense to me. I know what he was saying.
Yeah.
You're basically trying to have two units where you separate Brunson and Karl Anthony Towns.
That's pretty much it. So they don't get in the way of each other offensively, but they also don't double down as two 40% defenders of the starting five who are atrocious. That's the concept of splitting them up, but there's no way that's going to happen. There's no chance.
And I still don't know if it's the right thing. I know the numbers are saying that it is the right thing to split them up.
Oh, they're screaming it. But
I think it's more because of the defensive stuff, which I would be okay with if they did what they're supposed to do offensively, which they're not.
Mm-hmm.
They did in game one, and they should have won that game, right? They scored, 80
43
points?
43 for him 30. And 35 or 36 for Cat.
Okay, yeah. And it should have led to what looked like a nice, clean, impressive victory until the ultimate choke job down the stretch.
We're hanging by a thread here, buddy.